Good morning. We continue. Chayyim Klala Manala Siman Lamanala. Venerally, the Chayyim says the Chol Zedavka Kshel Birach Adayin Bracha Achrena. I feel like Kshel Birach Linyan Tzarik Hakar Likras Oseposik Adapam. So we go back. He's still in the same Aliyah. He's not said the Bracha Achrena. Or alternatively, he has said the Bracha Achrena. And now the next Oyla goes up. We say, you know what, Balkare, go back to that pasuk, which is read improperly, and start from there. So where he's, there are still other aliyahs. They are continuing to read from the Sefer Torah. Anyway, the question is, where at that point do you start from? Do you continue just where you are, or do you go back? We say go back, because these halachas, these are things which require them to go back. However, Avakashakar Gomru Hakriya, they've already completed the Kriya Satara, and they rolled the Sefer Torah up. That we're in order the Hoytz Sefer Torah Lasa Lavorach nearly Dinsarch. That we should take the Sefer Torah out and go back and say, well, you know, he read this pasuk wrong, he read this word wrong, and therefore he was not Yotze Kriya, and we have to go back and read. Now, if the definition of going back and reading would mean three psukim, the pasuk which is read incorrectly, and two other psukim, it does not mean that you have to reread the whole parsha. It does not, and even though the parsha would end up being not said in order, that's not a problem. So the idea that we're taking out a Sefer Torah for the purpose of this Kriya, and furthermore, that we should even contemplate the idea of making a bracha on that, saying we weren't yotze, therefore this kriya is a chiyuv to the point that requires a bracha. He says you do not do that. And he says in the parenthesis, Shemaya Turkos of Shein Tzarech La'atafil La'Haron Haron. The Torah says that we don't make him go back when he reads the word Aharon Haron. That's the opinion of the Torah, because since everybody knows what he meant, even though he left out the syllable, the aleph, he left out that whole sound. The Torah says, you don't say, because of a bach, it means he holds it, even b'shas ma'isa, we don't make him go back. But the hidal chachilah machzirin, we do not paskin like that, we do make him go back in that situation. How do we make kind of chashash bracha? Avalach so levorech, that he should go back and say a bracha, that we're saying that he was not yotze to the point they're going to make a new bracha. That the halacha is, the Chayyim says, Samchin al Tur, we rely on the opinion of the Tur, that you do not have to go back in that situation. That situation, we do not, that much the opinion of the Tur is accepted, that we should make another bracha. Now, the Chayyim, what about a situation to take a Sefer Torah out and read without making a bracha? The Chayyim does not seem to address that case. Tzibur brings this kind of halacha l'maisa, that in a case where he was not corrected to the point that he already finished the kriya, we do not take the Sefer Torah out. It sounds like he holds it even in a situation where we would theoretically be taking it out without a bracha. In other words, just the idea of without the Sefer Torah for that purpose, also we do not do. Mishra does point out that the Gra and others disagree with this, and they paskin that that you would have to, but he follows the opinion of the Chayyim that we do not need to take Sefer Torah out in that situation. But he does point out the case where a word was missing, that we would have to go back. And going back means you're going to be reading that pasuk and two other psukim, and you would be saying a bracha on that as well. Okay, have a good day.